This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Bobby, I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but I would be a bad parent if I didn't. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Fine. If you're a superhero, what were you in prison for?
Integrity.
I made a vow to have peace, no matter how many people I have to kill to get it.
You know, it's funny.
What?
You're a wiener!
I'm about to bang your ass, and you're asking me for help?
Bang my ass?
Yeah, bang your ass!
Okay. Okay. I've never heard it said that way.
What? Bang?
You mean beat me up?
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
And I am back, motherfuckers.
Not bad.
How's it going? How's your trip?
Oh, fuck. The trip was cool, man. Omaha's a cool place. A really unassuming, cool place. One of those places that, I mean, there's a lot of people there, but just driving around and being there, it's like, I could live in this city. It was cool.
Nice.
You know, it's, everybody I've talked to says, well, how big is it? And I'm like, it is... The metro is 1.5 million, you know, with Council Bluffs and the surrounding areas, the surrounding suburbs, about 1.5 million. And I think the city itself is like right around 300,000 or something. So, yeah, a good-sized town for sure.
Nice.
Good-sized city. A lot of stuff going on. It was a work trip, but try to make the most of it.
Yeah. And, so tell me some of the things you did.
So, one of the cool parts was the hotel I was in was right next door to their arena.
Okay.
Okay. And they don't have any. Omaha doesn't have any professional sports teams, but they are big college town.
All right.
So, and they do have some smaller, like minor league, I guess you would call them. I mean, I guess it was. The Omaha Lancers were a step above the Bobcats.
Okay, so a hockey team.
Hockey team, yeah. So they were still a sponsorship. Like families would still sponsor players.
All right.
Way faster and harder hitting though than Bobcats. So
sure.
I think it was probably a step up or a tier up from that. But yeah.
What was that? USHL?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. They're in the same division. Maybe you've heard of the Fargo Force.
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's.
Oh yes, I have.
Okay, yeah.
There's a girl that I know that goes to a lot of those games.
Okay, they're the same league, same division.
So, I thought you said Force.
No, Force.
Yeah,
Fargo and Force.
I kind of had to put it together in my head.
So yeah, that was right next door. So I was checking out like some of the local flair, what's happening. So there was a hockey game I went to, Omaha Beef, which is their indoor football league, which I adore indoor football. It's one of the stupidest sports there is, and it's fast-paced and high-scoring, and it's a lot of fun.
Would you rather go watch indoor football or an NFL game?
NFL game, for sure.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Just because I'm telling you, Cole, I am telling you when the commentators on WWE or whatever, and you've got however many thousands of fans, and they say it's electric in here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a hockey game, okay? Professional hockey game. We're about to go to another one, but the energy is so much different with 70, 80,000 people. It's wild, man. So
I don't think there's going to be 70 or 80,000 people at the game.
No, not the Sharks game. That's for sure. But yeah, so I kind of checked out the local things to do. You know, and I tried to do them. Everyone recommended going to the zoo.
Yeah.
But I didn't really want to.
What are your feelings on zoos?
You know, I could I I'm going to be a fence sitter on that one. I can see the merit and I can see the demerit of both. Like, I can see why zoos can be important and help people understand about animals and somewhat conserving, like, endangered species and stuff. But other times it's like, God,
I'll tell you the one. I'll tell you the worst zoo I ever went to was in California.
Oh,
I can't
really
remember.
Not San Diego, was it?
Which town it was. It wasn't San Diego.
Okay.
It was a town up in Northern California. And
was that just the last time you guys went?
Yeah. It was a zoo where you'd pay to go in, and then you could go and walk, like, hundreds of feet in the air, like, in the redwood trees. So you could see, like, the redwoods from, like, way up there. Like, there were bridges and stuff. And but the actual animals they had there, first of all, they were encaged in such small, tiny little areas.
Yeah.
And, like, the monkeys seemed depressed. They seemed suicidal almost.
Yeah, we should teach them how to use a gun and see if they kill themselves.
I think they'd turn on their owners. I think that's how Planet of the Apes started. Is that what you want? You want Planet of the Apes?
Some days.
Okay.
Some days I feel like I'm living it.
Because that's how you get Planet of the Apes. Is you give monkeys guns.
They're apes, Cole. Yeah. Apes are not monkeys.
Well, there was monkeys in Planet of the Apes, wasn't there?
No, they're apes.
Didn't they have more than one kinds of primate in there?
Okay, but those are all apes.
All of them?
Orangutan, chimpanzee, gorilla, those are all great apes.
Aren't chimpanzees monkeys?
No.
Well, what a bunch of bullshit.
A big signifier, tails. If they have a tail, they're usually monkeys.
Oh, monkeys are way cooler than apes.
I don't know.
Apes can do
sign language and stuff. I've seen Congo, dude.
I've
seen King Kong, dude.
I like animals that have tails.
All right. Well,
you can always tell when they're happy or mad. If a cat's wagging its tail, get the fuck away. If a dog's wagging his tail, all right. That's why Fritz is a subpar dog. He doesn't have a tail.
That's true. Yeah. Ferris kind of had a tail.
He was a subpar dog because he was a piece of shit.
Gotcha. But back to the Omaha trip. So I roll into town first night, and it's somewhat late. You know, I got in around it was about 9:30. And, you know, fuck. Of course, work trips are going to get you the most accommodating flight possible, you know, so they're not going to spend buco bucks to get you there sooner. I mean, if there's going to be a 3 to 4 hour layover, fine, you know. Fucking hate airports, dude.
Tough shit because you're going to be in one in a couple of days.
I know. But I'm just so fucking over. I mean, I've traveled by plane now. This will be my third time this year. And I'm just so goddamn over it, man.
Well, look at here. Fucking Elon Musk with his fucking private jet and shit.
Yeah. Now, if it was a private...
fucking putting chemtrails in the air.
Fuck, if I was flying in a private jet, that'd be a different story. But having to deal with the airports and just... And for the most part, it's not like I have had terrible experiences in these airports. I'm just bored, you know? Mm-hmm. Of course, you can read a book or watch TV, but it's just like you can only do so much of that.
I bought some shit for this trip.
I hope it's fucking salami and just really gross-smelling meats for the plane.
You can't bring food onto a plane.
I think you can.
I don't think you can. I think you're wrong.
No, I think, you know, you can. If you go through, like, I don't think you can go through the airport security with a lot of that stuff, but if you go through, you'd buy some snacks and shit at the, you could bring them.
Well, I already bought it, so.
Okay, well, we'll get to that here. So, anyway, plane, fucking sick of airports. Denver Airport, dude.
Are you going to be one of those weirdos who's like, oh, yeah, that's where you got to go for the apocalypse, and it's freaky and shit?
I was blown away by that place, though. I really was.
It's huge, right?
Unbelievable. I thought Dallas Airport, Dallas-Fort Worth was a big airport. And it is. It's a fucking huge airport. But Denver, my fucking God, dude.
Yeah.
At some parts, it's literally a shopping mall.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, fucking hell, dude.
The most expensive shopping mall you never want to go to.
No kidding, right? So, but I did. I will say this. I did eat at a little restaurant called John Elway's.
Oh, okay. I've passed by it. I've never stopped in.
Yeah. So it's the Hall of Fame football player, and he has like a bunch of his
Joe Montana, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The famous John Elway football player, Joe Montana. No. So he had a Super Bowl trophy in the case, which, you know, that was really cool to look at. He had a bunch of, I'm guessing, game-used equipment, which was fucking cool.
Nice.
And it was really, I had a burger there. It was really, really good.
Really?
Like, yeah, really good. And
we're not stopping through Denver on the way, are we? Minneapolis, Seattle, and then San Jose?
Yep.
Okay. And the same on the way back?
No, Salt Lake on the way back.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
What do they have there?
Magic underwear.
Karl Malone's fucking restaurant?
Sure. Utah Jazz, man. So, fuck, I have no idea. But, yeah, it was cool that I got to eat at a restaurant like that. But, yeah, on the way back, I get there the first night. Sorry, got off track a little bit. First night I get there. So like I mentioned, the hotel was in literally the same parking lot as this event center, okay, or this place. And I pull in. There is no fucking place to park.
Oh, shit.
There's some concert going on. I'm like, God damn. So I drove around the building. I drove all over the goddamn place. Literally no place to park, okay? I pull up. I talk to the lady at the front desk, and I said, hey, just let me know where I can park, and, you know, I'll get checked in. She's like, listen, you're a guest here. You can have my spot.
Oh, so nice.
I said, really? She's like, yep, you can have my spot. It's no problem. So I'm guessing she parked under the vestibule or underneath that awning. That's right. I'm guessing she parked. But, yeah, she gave me her spot. I'm like, oh, thank God. And I didn't want to – so I was kind of hungry at that point. And I didn't want to give up my spot because I knew I would lose it, okay? And I noticed that there was this Mexican restaurant within the – like just across the parking lot. I said, sure. Cool. I'm going to check this place out. Awesome. Mexica Azteca, I believe is the name of it. Fucking awesome place to eat, man.
Nice.
Reminded me a lot of like what we get around here, but the presentation of the food was awesome. You know, they did something special with the rice. They kind of cupped it and built a little thing, put a little flour in it. Like, oh, not necessary. Awesome. Nice touch. So on my way to the restaurant, I'm walking there. This fucking person almost smokes me, right? Jumps up onto the curb. It parks on the grass. Like, that's how fucking crazy people were getting with the parking situation in this parking lot. I'm like, God damn, people. You're going fucking crazy.
So, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah. And then I got to play Keno. Gambling is not legal in... So they have, like, the same kind of gambling laws, I would think, as North Dakota does or Bismarck, where you can have pull tab machines, which is essentially a fucking slot machine, but worse.
Yeah.
So slot machines already suck, but this just puts suck on another level. So you can do that, but this game called Keno is really big down there.
All right.
And it's like, I would describe it as shitty bingo. Have you ever played it or heard of this?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. I've never even seen an example of it, but I've heard of
it. Okay, so what Keno is, and I'm a dumbass because I didn't know how to play, you know. So what it is you select lottery numbers, 1 through 80.
All right. Okay.
And you can play as many numbers as you want and bet whatever you want on each number, essentially. So if you wanted to pick four numbers, you could do four quarters. Okay. And then if your four numbers get called, you win however much money. But literally,
all four of them got to get called, or yeah, just one of them has to get called?
I think all four have to get called for the bigger prize. If three of them get called, it's like a tiny amount, and then if two get called, you get nothing.
Okay.
But people play this game like crazy, and it's such a fucking stupid game. It's like, I mean, I guess bingo is like that in a sense, but at least it feels like you're doing something.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I marked this one off. Or, you know, it feels like you could win. You're not going to win, but you could win, right?
Yeah.
With Keno, it's literally like playing the lottery every single game. Fucking sucks, dude.
All right.
So I can't recommend Keno to any of the listeners out there. But
well, that's good because I didn't have any interest in I'm confused just from you.
You pick numbers, one through 80. So imagine a card, like a bingo card.
Uh-huh.
And you pick the numbers that you want to play. So they'll stamp those numbers for you. And then if those numbers get called, then you're a winner.
Huh.
But you're not a winner because you're
Playing Keno
and you're a loser. Got to try a few fast food places that I had never tried before. I'll tell you what, Cole. Fuck Raising Cane's. Have you heard of this place?
I've heard of it. Is that a chicken place?
Fuck that place.
Is it a chicken place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it on that fucking show you like to watch, that Good Mythical Morning. They're always talking about it.
Everybody talks about their sauce and how great it is. That place fucking sucks. You know what your options on the menu are?
What?
Which I'm okay with a simplistic menu. Don't get me wrong. Like if you go to a place like In-N-Out Burger, which I do like a lot, you know, it's like a cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, fry. You can do like these crazy weird things. There's literally three things on the menu, Cole.
Okay.
There's a 4-piece chicken basket, a 6-piece chicken basket, or a chicken finger sandwich.
Okay.
Those are your options.
Are there any sides?
Coleslaw or fries.
I'd get fries. Yeah. I don't like fast food coleslaw.
Oh, it's too terrible.
Fucking runny and shit.
Yeah,
right?
It was gross, dude. Not good at all. And then their sauce. Apparently their sauce is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Fucking sucked. You know what the best thing about that meal was?
Leaving?
Well, that, but also the piece of grilled bread that you get.
Oh, okay.
They give you a piece of buttered bread.
Kind of like, not Texas Roadhouse. What's the one, the fucking barbecue place down south?
Famous Dave's?
Famous Dave's.
Oh, sure.
Like their barbecue sucks, and I think that their fucking bread is probably...
The corn muffin there is really good.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't like corn muffins.
Oh, corn bread. Yeah.
Yeah. You got, you told me to ask you... About the Kid Rock Kid.
Oh, the Kid Rock Kid.
Yeah, I wrote it down here.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So you were in some kind of weird-ass training course.
Yeah, so did some training, and this kid walks in. He's got an air about him, right? And this is like the first or second day. And he's got to be like just 23, 24.
Sure.
Super young guy. And... maybe even younger than that. I don't know. He wouldn't tell me how old he was.
Okay.
I asked him straight up. I'm like, dude, how old are you? So he asked me. He's like, hey, you like music? I said, yes, man. Of course I love music.
Who says I hate it? I mean, even if you're not like the biggest fan, like no one says I hate music.
Well, I would rather somebody say this. So then he asked me, have you ever heard of Kid Rock?
Oh, Jesus. Have you ever heard of him?
I said, are you fucking with me right now? I thought he was pulling a Taylor. I thought he was fucking with me. He's like, no, I'm serious. Have you ever listened to his music? I said, yes, I've heard of him. Yes, I've heard his music, and it's not good. And then this guy proceeded to get all kinds of shit from everybody in the class. It's like, dude, what the fuck? This guy sucks. But then he kind of influenced the instructor. He's like... so you just got to listen to some of his songs, I'm telling you. So this guy, this instructor says, I've been listening to some Kid Rock and I like it. I'm starting to like it. I'm like, you guys are fucking losers, dude. So then I did tell the story. I did tell him the story, and it didn't change his mind. Like, that would have got me thinking.
Story of the North Dakota State Fair?
Yes, yes.
About how what a little punk bitch he was?
Yes, about how...
it's too windy.
Well, it wasn't that. It wasn't... no, this is the story, okay? It's not that it was too windy, okay? There was safety issues involved, okay? His set got pushed back by an hour, okay? An hour. They got the all clear. They were able to play. They said, go ahead and go on. Kid Rock said, nope, too late.
What a bitch.
He's a piece of fucking shit, dude. And not just for his politics. Put that aside. I don't give a fuck what his politics are at this point. If you're going to do that to your fucking fans, go fuck yourself.
Like, you're what pretty you're pretty salty you missed out on that concert.
Super salty. No, fuck Kid Rock. Okay. But I did tell him that story. He's like, well, he's a rock star. I said, no, he's a fucking loser is what he is.
All right, I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
I've been dying to know this.
Yeah.
So you got put on a plane by your company, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm going to pay a little bit extra money, and I'm going to go to first class.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah last week when he was on was saying, I was asking him about things that haven't improved since we've been born.
Okay.
And he said air travel. And we were both like, man, I don't even know if I've even seen a plane that has first class on it in years. So I've been on one, But I was like, I think I was 11 or 12, maybe 12 or 13.
Yeah.
We got bumped up. They had to push our plane back, our flight back, and reschedule and make shit weird. And then they're like, oh, here is compensation. We'll give you from Minneapolis to Florida. We'll give you first class.
Oh, nice long trip. Yeah, dude. That, yeah. So you're asking me how it was?
Yeah.
So it was.
Was it noticeably better than regular fucking flying?
I would not pay first class again for a short flight. Not worth it.
Okay.
Not worth it to me. So this was a short flight. This was like an hour in the air kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, if shit started to get weird, so my flight from Bismarck to where did I go?
Denver.
Denver. So my flight from Bismarck to Denver, there was a big delay.
Mm-hmm.
And we were delayed by about an hour. And we were just stuck waiting for the plane de-icer wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
And we had to wait for another one because it broke down or some shit. So we were stuck on this plane for a
fucking
hour.
Yeah, you had to fly on one of the few days it actually snowed this fucking year.
Yeah, right? And it sucked. It sucked to be cramped in there like that and you're not moving. Like, that's the other thing. If you are in the air moving for an hour, that's different to me. It's like, okay, we're moving. We're going someplace. We're making it happen. But to be stuck on the tarmac for an hour in that little cramped seat fucking sucks. Okay. And if that were the case, yeah, I would say the first class would have been worth it. Now, we were really quick getting off the plane or really quick getting off the tarmac at this other flight. It was an $89 upgrade.
Okay.
Plus tax. And I would say it was, like I said, just okay. I would not pay that $89 again to get that upgrade.
Unless you were going from like New York to LA or something.
Oh, dude, if it was a long flight and I got that cheap of an upgrade, fuck yeah. So we looked into it. I said, let's check out first class for our flight, for like the long leg of the journey from San Jose to Minneapolis, from Minneapolis to Seattle, and it was like $500 per person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, not going to justify that cost. But first class, I think, could be worth it. The other nice thing is you get off the plane right away. Like, you don't have to wait for anybody. Like, you're off the plane right away. I had front row seat. I was right up front. I was off.
Nice.
And then the other nice thing is just that you – so this plane had three seats per side. In first class, you get two seats per side.
Okay.
So you got all that extra room.
Nice.
So, yeah, that aspect of it was fine. I don't think – I didn't feel like we were treated any better or anything like that. You didn't
get nothing cool, like you didn't have to pay for your soda or
So the nice thing about when we fly Delta is you do get complimentary drinks.
Right.
And when you on this United flight, there was also complimentary drinks and stuff. But whenever you fly Allegiant, it's like $5 for a soda or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think they give you free tomato juice, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be all right. So...
Because when I went to Las Vegas, that was on Allegiant, and I got tomato juice and shit.
Nice.
They tried giving me cookies, and I was like, bitch, please.
Bitch, please. Do I look like a cookie guy? So, yeah, that was a first class experience. But, yeah, overall experience in Omaha was great. The shows that I had gone to were fucking awesome. The hockey game was a lot of fun. I guess the Lancers, their hockey team fucking sucked this year.
You said they were pretty violent.
I thought for sure there was going to be a fight. This guy got ejected. He boarded a dude, okay? Guy flew into the boards, bashed his fucking face up, bleeding all over the – it took him like 5 minutes to clean up the ice.
Nice.
Like, he was bleeding all over the place, so that was awesome. I did get a game puck, which I was super fucking stoked on.
Cool.
Now, I understand you were like, you didn't catch it, and that's true, but it did come off of the ice, smacked the glass, scared the shit out of everybody in the front row with me, and the fucking the penalty box guy, because we were right behind the penalty box. The penalty box guy was like, we made eye contact. I'm like, hey, puck? Threw it to me. I'm like, fuck yeah. So,
nice.
got a little prize there. That was cool. And then the chick I was sitting next to, she's like, can I, I don't want to like take it, but can I see it? I've never felt a hockey puck before. I said, yeah, check it out.
Just never felt a hockey puck before.
I guess not.
You should have asked her, have you ever felt a dick before? You want to touch one of these?
And then point to the guy next to me because I'm dickless, Cole.
I know.
I've
heard the rumors.
That was cool. Oh, and then the Omaha Beef game. That was fucking hilarious. I think I told you a little bit about that, but I had booked tickets, and tickets were super low. And, in fact, the whole game was sold out, which sucked because, I don't know, they should double book tickets in that situation because there was a ton of seats that were vacant, you know, because I'm sure they had sponsors and shit like that. Just fucking sell.
Yeah.
Just sell tickets, man. Get people to see your product. And the Omaha Beef were undefeated last year.
Yeah.
And they're super good this year. The only thing that sucks about arena football is their officiating fucking sucks. Like, they can't figure out what the fuck is going on half the time. So they'll throw a penalty and it'll take like 3 minutes to figure it out. It's like, dude, just call the fucking play. Let's get the fucking show on the road here.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I booked tickets and it was like $46 for the ticket. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of steep, but, you know, I got per diem and whatnot. And I said, fuck it. I'll just book it. So book the ticket. I walk into the stadium, and I saw where my seat was, but I just needed to be directed where to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I knew it was on a bar rail. And so I says to the lady who was taking the tickets, I said, could you show me where my seat is? And she goes, yeah, yeah, just walk down the corridor there, take a left, it's behind the curtain. I'm like, behind the curtain? What the fuck? So I walk through the curtain, and they said, oh, we need to get you a wristband. I figured it was just so you could get drinks at the bar, you know, so they know you're 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
No, this thing came with 5 drinks included.
Nice.
5 beers. And those beers were like $8 a piece. So I'm like, shit, I drank every one of those. Good. I paid for my ticket just about. I'm like, that's awesome. I didn't expect that at all.
That's one thing I'm dreading about when we go to the Sharks game.
Yeah,
it's the like, beer. What are they gonna charge for the beer? Because when I went to when we go to the Wild games, it's like you can get a can of beer for $10 or a beer in a glass for $10.75, and you get to keep the glass. It's like a souvenir sort of glass.
Yeah.
Fucking Las Vegas. When I went and watched the Golden Knights.
So that was pre-pandemic.
It was a while back, yeah.
Yeah, when we
when I went to Las Vegas last year, the beers were over $21. And Jesus, so I just didn't drink. Yeah, I was like, nope.
I'm going to check right now. We're going to pull it up. Because I'm sure we can find it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Cool. We'll look into that here in just a
$12.50 to $17.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I mean, $12.50, I'm fine with.
That's got to be domestic, you know.
Fuck, I don't care.
What I was going to be drinking anyway.
Yeah. Not
getting no fucking crazy shit out there.
I can't tell water, but beer is freaking $17. That's for craft beer. So fuck yeah. $12.50 for a beer? I can fuck with that.
Yeah, I can do that. I can't do $21 for a fucking.
Understand it, dude.
For a fucking light beer, though.
Hell no.
No.
Fuck that. But let's see what else. Oh, Omaha. I think I was telling you about this. The birthplace of the Reuben sandwich.
That's what you said. I don't know if I believe you, but
no.
For the sake of this podcast, let's say it's
yeah,
true.
It is. It is. And so I was directed. This guy that was, our facilitator, teacher guy, whatever, he was recommending all these places.
Yeah.
And the first time I took a suggestion from this one lady, she said, you should go to this Mama's Pizza. I said, all right, I want to try Omaha's finest pizza. It was not fine, and it was barely pizza.
So, like, Chicago style?
No, it was like, it was A&B style, whatever the fuck that is.
I like A&B style, but I know people from out of town don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And I get it.
I wasn't a fan. Not a fan. I tried another pizza place there. It was called Brick Oven Pizza. Same kind of thing. I was like, God damn, you guys need to figure out how the fuck to make pizza.
Oh, for
pizza.
Two, huh?
I said, I'm going to give Omaha one more chance on pizza. So I went to the site, and I was looking for top-rated pizzas in town. I said, hey, you know what? I have not been in this part of town yet. I'm going to try it out. And it was another really – Omaha's got a lot of these little pockets of cool little areas, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Reminds me a lot of Uptown. If you remember going to Uptown in Minneapolis. You know, they've got a lot of areas like that.
So you're saying everything's overpriced?
Not necessarily. It's just those. There's just kind of cool shit to do. There's cool little bars, restaurants, things like that.
I like my response better.
Probably overpriced. But I went to this place called Nepali Pizza.
Nepali?
Nepali, yeah.
Okay.
And I sat down, and I should have known from the name. I'm not a huge fan of Neapolitan pizza.
Sure.
It's fine, but I'm not a huge fan.
I like it, but, you know, it's not for everybody. I can see that.
Yeah. So, on the menu, they also had a grandma pie. Have you ever heard of a grandma pie?
I fucking eaten one. It was disgusting.
So
fucking mothballs in it and everything.
Gross. So grandma, a traditional grandma pie is square pan.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a deep dish pizza. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to fuck with that because I've never had one before.
Yeah.
And it was fucking good. I think I rated it in the high sevens. I said the only thing that was holding back this pizza is that they use the same fucking sauce that they use on their Neapolitan pizzas, which is kind of watery. If you've ever had Neapolitan.
So it's deep dish and it's
had a watery sauce on it. And it wasn't a bad flavor, but it just wasn't as good as it could have been, in my opinion. Sure. But yeah, fucking. So they did. They did redeem themselves on the pizza because the other two pizzas were in like probably the sixes and fives, and then this one went up to seven something. I don't remember what I gave it exactly, but yeah. So if you're in that area of town, Nebraska, try Nepali pizza.
You want to know the one pizza that?
Oh, and Barrett's Barleycorn. That's the place. If you're ever in Omaha and you want a fucking Reuben sandwich, it'll blow your fucking mind. I went there twice while I was there. Barrett's Barleycorn. Fucking will blow your mind. It is so fucking good.
Nice.
Yeah.
The one pizza that I completely expected to be disappointed by, and it was actually really good.
Mesa Pizza.
No. It was a frozen pizza you bought and you had me eat. It was that Stranger Things pizza.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, this is going to suck so fucking bad. And we ate it, and it was like, that was surprisingly good.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what they did, where they pulled that out of their ass. Still probably one of my top three.
Weirdest favorite. It wasn't a weird marketing thing because they had that pizza spot in that season of Stranger Things, but it was just the most unexpected sort of marketing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love being surprised by shit like that. Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah. Oh, another fun fact. I told you about that yesterday at your mom's was how North Dakota has the most golf
courses per capita.
Golf courses per capita.
You know why?
I know.
Okay. So here's why. So back in the 1930s when FDR was doing the New Deal to try to get us out of the Great Depression.
Yeah.
He's like looking at different states and like, well, what could we build here and what could we build there? And a big thing that they built was interstate highways.
Yeah.
So in North Dakota, we have two interstate highways.
I-29 and 94.
And I-94. And then the other thing that we have from the Great Depression was from the New Deal was that dam.
Sakakawea.
Yeah.
The Garrison Diversion Project.
Yeah, Garrison Diversion Project. So those were the only things they could think of to really make in North Dakota. They made a couple of bridges and shit, but all these smaller towns are like, well, there's nothing out here. It's fucking North Dakota. There's
flat.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And then some genius is like, fucking start building golf courses.
Oh.
And so they start building. They build a shitload of golf courses.
Yeah.
And so North Dakota has more golf courses per capita than any other state in the nation.
That is a fun fact, Cole. I knew that we had the golf courses.
I thought I told you that story before.
You probably did. I slipped my mind. But Omaha, not a state, but Omaha has more restaurants per capita than anywhere in the United States.
Okay, just the town itself.
Just the city and town itself, yeah.
Nice. Which,
like, yeah, that makes sense. That's a lot of fucking places that, I don't know.
So guess where I went today? Well, I'll start this story.
Today's Monday. Okay. I don't know. DMV?
No, I'll start this story off somewhere earlier. So the other night I went over to Alex's house.
Oh, yeah. Just down the road.
And Shay and Gabe were there, my brothers, and Natalie and my niece were there. And this guy, I know Casey, was there. And so Casey's son came by for like a minute, you know, just a little bit. And I was like, hey, you still work at the comic book shop? He's like, yeah.
Comic book shop?
Comic Realm on...
Maine.
Mandan. Close to Maine.
The Anderson Building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
On Mandan Street here. And
cool. I didn't even know we had a comic book shop. I kind of knew. I just... Never there.
Well, I says to him, I go, hey, look, I'm going on a trip. And I go, I want to get The War of Jokes and Riddles. It's a Batman book. I go, so I'm going to stop. I go, I want to get it so I have something to read on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
I go, do you have any other suggestions for something that I should be reading? He's like, Marvel or DC? I was like, either, but I'd rather DC. He goes, Mr. Miracle. I go, the fucking guy from Apocalypse? The guy, the fucking escape artist? He's like, yeah. He's like, this book is awesome. It's like, I didn't even know he had a book. He's like, you got to read it. So I swung by today, and I'm looking for The War of Jokes and Riddles, and I cannot find the fucking thing.
Oh, shit.
And then I was like, okay, well, let's see if they got this other one that he was telling me about. So I look, I find it, I get the last copy that they had there. And I was like, all right, it's a big, thick-ass book, so it'll probably last for quite a while on the plane, on the flight. Because the first part, you know, I'm not even going to be reading it. I'm going to be sleeping because, what's it, like 5:30 in the morning?
5.
Fuck, man. I got to work the night before. I'm not going to get off till like 11:30.
Get a neck pillow, dude.
I was going to ask you to pick one up for me tomorrow.
Oh, we'll do.
So I got this, and I ask him, do you have this Batman book? And the guy looks, and he goes, no, we ain't got it in stock. He goes, I could order it for you. I was like, I'm leaving in like 2 days. I was like, it won't get here on time. He's like, okay, no problem, you know, I get it. So I was like, going to drive home. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to try Barnes & Noble.
Oh, shit.
So I go down to the mall, which, fuck, I hate going there. And I don't know where Barnes & Noble is.
Oh, yeah, it's a new look. Okay.
So I walk in kind of in the middle of the mall. I walk all the way down to one end, and I don't see it. And then I walk all the way back down to Target, and I know they got some comics there, so I was looking, and they don't got anything you'd want.
Yeah.
Well, they do have this one Ninja Turtles book that... Elijah was telling me about, but I think he owns it, so I'll just borrow from him at some time, at some point. And so I'm walking out of Target back towards my car, and I see a map of the mall. It's like, oh, it was all the way down at the end. I just couldn't see it because it was at like a funny angle near JCPenney's, you know, how the mall kind of winds out there. So I had to walk all the way back down there.
I got your steps in for the day, man.
Yeah, and their shit is... It's organized funny. So they do everything alphabetically, but also not. So they're all organized by company. So first, it's all the Marvel comics.
Oh, okay.
Then it's all the DC comics. And then it's all the independent shit. So I'm looking alphabetically, but I'm like, why do they only got fucking Marvel books here? Like, it's ridiculous.
So,
and then finally I'm like, oh shit, they got DC books, but they're over there. So I start looking for them. And the first thing, of course, is Batman. But I don't realize that I'm at the top of the shelf, right? You would think. Okay. No, they started on the bottom of the Marvel shelf.
Oh.
So I can't find all the books, just like four of the Batman books. And then I find them and I can't find it. And this lady comes over. She's like, can I help you find something? And I tell her what I'm looking for. And she comes back. She says, not only do we not have it in stock, but for some reason, we can't even order it.
Oh.
I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I really want this book, too.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of where else you'd even go in this town.
Nowhere. So here's the plan. Is the first day when we're in San Jose, we don't got a whole lot of shit planned.
Oh, sure.
we're going to find a comic shop, and I'm going to get that book for the trip home.
Nice.
So it's a book that you're really going to like it.
Nice.
I think. And then when we're done with it, I've kind of told Elijah a very small amount of it, but I want to borrow it to him too.
Cool.
So that was how
So what did you end up with for your...
The Mr. Miracle book.
Okay, but you were the initial was looking for...
The War of Jokes and Riddles.
The War of Jokes and Riddles. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, awesome. Because we're not sitting first class, Cole. We were paying for that fucking shit.
No.
No.
Sucks. I got to sit next to some piece of shit, too.
God damn it. I'm not... I am just hoping. The last time I flew from Minneapolis to Seattle... That plane was fucking such a piece of shit.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. The air didn't work. It was stuffy. Like, I was like, God, I'll get the fuck off this plane.
It's made by Boeing.
I don't know.
Maybe. Hopefully we're not on a plane made by Boeing.
Well, we sure are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We'll be fine.
This will be our final episode of Comic Can and Koozie because we're not going to exist next week.
You know what? I was telling Ashley, and she got mad at me. I said, listen, this plane goes down. I think that's the way I'd want to go. Like, just, pff, right, here we go. I mean, it'd be scary at first, but then you'd be gone in a second. So, yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, that's the way to go. Unless we crash into a mountain coal. And
then we have to eat each other.
Eat each other, yeah. Fuck, I don't know if I don't want to do that. I hope I'm the guy that gets eaten, not the guy that has to eat people.
I don't know. I don't want to die. I kind of want to be the guy who eats people.
Oh, okay, cool.
I heard it's like pork. Pork chops. I like pork chops.
I mean, but yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that's our story there. But yeah, starting a new job, different location. It's been fucking crazy these last few days. Yeah. Just like trying to
You have learn. Not been around much.
Yeah, just trying to learn everything and longer days.
How you gotta work tomorrow?
I'm off.
Oh, good. Eight. So we can watch some fucking cartoons
Eight.
Tonight.
Days, yeah, we can. Watched Invincible.
Yes, we did. We watched. Yeah, that was the finale.
It was.
I didn't.
That sucks.
I gotta rewatch it.
I did too. I was pretty toasty at that point.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, also, Cole. What else did we do? Oh, we watched WrestleMania.
I watched both nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah, you're a fucker. Which I'm glad you did. Because I knew when we got to watch. That there was going to be spoilers anyway. I take that back. I had skipped a lot of social media that day, wanted to see what the hell was going on, or not going on, rather. And when you said WrestleMania tonight, I said, cool, we're going to start with night one because I didn't think you had watched it, but I'm glad you did. But we decided.
And I got something. I didn't get to watch all of night two.
Oh.
So when I sat down. Start watching it on Peacock. I turn it on and I realized, oh shit, you can't rewind it.
Not in the first.
And right
hour,
away,
yeah.
The first thing I found out was like they're just showing Drew McIntyre mocking CM Punk and holding up the title. It's like, I missed the fucking title match. Like, God damn it. And yeah. CM Punk doesn't like to be mocked or whatever. So he fucking knocks down Drew McIntyre, trips Drew McIntyre and beats him up for a little bit. Damian Priest runs out with the money in the bank.
Yeah, cashed in.
And cashed in. So I'm glad I got to see the full cash in, but I would have really liked to see that match.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
which is so fucking dumb. Like, I understand they're co-main events, but, like, why the fuck would that be at the beginning? Why would you put
it? Wasn't a main event. It was pushed. It was pushed out of the main event spot. That's why I think The Rock sucks. Because he took away. Because he main evented both nights. Or, well, no, he took away, he main evented the first night and got his cousin a main event both nights, where that other spot should have been for either Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre or Bayley and Io Sky.
Just weird. Or just the placement of the matches.
I think Bayley's argument was the strongest. She's like, look, Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. He gets the main event one of the nights. I won the Royal Rumble. I should get the main event one of the nights. I think she had the strongest fucking argument out of all of them.
Well, that's what I thought it was. I thought that was the idea. Like, you get a main event WrestleMania, unless they're changing the language now. I don't know. Like, but if it's just a championship shot, then that's what it is. I don't know. Fucking weird.
I don't know.
But that in and of itself was kind of.
All right, I'm going to run this down real quick for you.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Rhea versus Becky on night one. It was a good way to start. Good, solid match.
Nice.
It was better than average for sure. It was pretty good.
Rhea retained.
Yep.
Okay.
We got a six-pack ladder match. So that's six teams.
Yeah.
Start off in the ring, and there was two briefcases hanging above the ring. One was for the tag team champion for SmackDown, and one was for Raw.
Yeah.
The first team, and
which is something that has never been done before.
I don't believe it has.
No, Robbie and I were talking about
it. It was really cool. It was very, very fun.
Yeah, so
fun match.
So if one briefcase got taken, the match was still on.
Yep.
Now, did those people at one continue? Could yes. they be both? Oh, so, okay.
So Austin Theory and Grayson Waller got the SmackDown briefcase, but they were still in the match and they could have won both of them.
Interesting. That's cool.
There is a pretty cool spot. I think it was DIY and maybe it was, I can't remember, one of the guys from Awesome Truth maybe, but they formed an alliance and one of them was climbing up one ladder trying to get the Raw tag team, and then a guy from the other team was climbing up the other ladder trying to get the SmackDown, but it didn't work out, but it was good strategy. It was pretty cool. The DIY was super entertaining in that match.
Those guys are all fucking awesome.
Of course, the New Day was in it, and they were fucking awesome, too. But The Miz and R-Truth won. That's the first time R-Truth's ever won at WrestleMania.
That's awesome.
It was cool to see. We had Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar versus Rey Mysterio and Andrade, and those two were, I think that's their first time I don't know if that's their first time teaming, but if it was, that should definitely be a tag team.
Nice.
They did some crazy shit.
Uh-huh.
And they had really good chemistry. Then the end was weird. Like, Dominic was trying to cheat and Santos was encouraging him, and then two guys in luchador masks come out.
Who was it?
And they like stop them from cheating.
Oh.
And then so Andrade and Rey win, and then they take off their masks, and it was Jason Kelsey and Lane Johnson because they were in Philadelphia.
Oh.
So two guys from the Eagles.
Jason Kelsey?
Yeah.
The big guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So two players from the Eagles. And then they take off their masks, and everybody in Philadelphia like loses their shit. And I don't know, it was kind of dumb. Like, it was fine. It was, but it was kind of dumb. There's this guy named Joaquin Wilde. He did this crazy ass fucking jump off like this slingshot outside the ring. Like, you should look that up because it was impressive as fuck. He went so far outside the ring and dived onto these dudes like up on the ramp. It's fucking cool.
Nice.
He said Pat McAfee kept on saying he dived at least 13 yards or something. I don't know if that's true, but it was fucking far.
Yeah.
There's a women's six. There was two. It was like a three man tag team match, so six women against teams of three against each other.
Okay.
I
always think those are fucking weird because you can tag anybody, but they're all. Is that the style?
No. It was three on one team and three on the other.
Okay.
So damage control on one side, and then the other side it was Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair.
Okay, gotcha.
Naomi got tied for the most wins by a woman at WrestleMania.
Nice.
It was a solid match. I was telling you this. Asuka and Kairi Sane are so fucking entertaining, probably because they can't speak English, so they have to be entertaining in other ways. So like when the other ladies were coming down, these two were like dancing to their song, but then like also like doing shit to show that they thought the other team was a bunch of fucking bitches. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
I that was a really good match. I like that one. Jimmy and Jey Uso. It was just.
You said that was the worst.
It was the worst match of the night. It wasn't a horrible match. It was just so fucking forgettable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, compared to everything else, it sounded like it was going on for sure.
They were the they're only the third brothers to face each other at WrestleMania. Do you know who the other two brothers were?
Kane and Undertaker.
No. Although they should have said that they were.
That would have been funny. Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas?
No.
No. Do I know them?
You know them both.
Brothers?
Yeah.
Cody and Dustin?
No. Nope. They never fought each other at WrestleMania.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of brothers.
Okay, when's the 90s one? 90s group.
Bret and Owen.
Bret and Owen.
Okay. Hart.
And then the second one starts the same way as the Harts.
Starts the same way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Hardys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they're in some pretty good company. I just don't think they put on as good of a match as the other two sets of brothers. Sami Zayn versus Gunther. That story was that was probably the best match of the night.
God damn, I wanted to see that one too.
The story was that Sami was the underdog who lost his confidence after losing to Roman Reigns at last year's WrestleMania in front of his family.
Yeah.
And pretty much throughout the thing, Gunther kicked the shit out of him. Like, fucked him up bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, every now and again, Sami would put some offense in. And then Gunther started taunting Sami Zayn's wife and shit. And she's just, like, slashing at her throat, being like, "You're finished," and all this shit. And Sami pulled it off, and it was fucking awesome.
That's great.
That was good.
Gotta love a story like that. I love Sami Zayn, too.
And then,
such a cool dude.
Then it was Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you said that match was pretty good.
It was actually really good. It was one of the better matches I'd seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I think the Sami Zayn versus Gunther match was probably better. But this one, like, it was really good. Like, The Rock, he owns a lot of TKO and shit, so he was using his power to bully the ref.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah, and at one point he says they were going to do a count out on the outside of the ring, and he shouts at the ref, "If you keep counting, I'll fire you, and you know me, I don't fuck around." And they couldn't catch it in time to fucking...
Dude, I love it. Fucking love it. And they were talking about how, you know, it's a quote-unquote new era of wrestling. You know, and were we talking about this?
No, not you and me.
Oh, okay. They're talking about how this is a new era of wrestling. And I really think they are going to lean a little bit into that edgier content. And
at least for a little while.
Sure. Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, dude. The Attitude Era can be back.
And it might be just with the pay-per-views and shit. But it was a solid, solid match. And I was surprised that Rhodes and Rollins had such good fucking tag team chemistry.
Nice.
Like, I was talking earlier about the luchadors, Rey Mysterio and not technically a luchador, but a Mexican wrestler, Andrade, their chemistry. But holy shit, I thought Rollins and Rhodes had really, really fucking good chemistry.
That's fucking awesome, dude. And good for... Well, they lost that, right? So then the following night, there was the implication that there would be the bloodline rules.
Yeah.
Which
is basically a no disqualification match. It was stupid.
That was.
They should have just said it was going to be a no disqualification
match. Well, and I think it's... I hate. And I understand why they probably do it. It has to do with optics and marketing and shit. But it's like, stop calling it a, quote, Philadelphia street fight. Bloodline. I think I even made the joke last night. I'm like, hey, Cole, what's the difference between bloodline rules and a Philadelphia street fight, you know?
There is none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is, there is a difference. One of them has to do with scumbag Philadelphia. I hate Philadelphia. Fucking hate the Eagles, man.
I don't know. I had a good time watching it.
Oh, dude, it was a blast. And I wish I would have requested time off to fucking have it, but damn, dude.
You've had so much fucking time away from work already.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
even though you were working for one of your trips, but
right. Oh, fuck. But night two, man. I wish we could have caught all of night too.
Well, but why were we so? Why were we late watching it?
Oh, so we'll take a little break here on wrestling. Cole and his mom, finally, we got to have pasties, which they've been teased for a while, man. You know, you're the old man of yours had the COVIDs, and you know, just didn't happen. So we were supposed to do this on what was it,
St. Patrick's Day,
17th, right?
Yeah.
Sunday the 17th, and Cole was so excited because he had the day off finally on a St. Patrick's Day and had to miss out.
All the plans went to shit.
Cole.
And then you were gone the next week, and I had a funeral to go to, so we didn't make them that week, and we didn't make them last week for one reason or another, and I saw my mom on Friday. She's like, "What time are you coming over on Sunday?" I was like, "For what?" She's like, "To make the pasties." It's like, "Oh shit, we're doing that?"
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, we did.
Oh fuck.
What did you think? I've never had one before.
So the pasties, what do we call them? An Irish Hot Pocket?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Fucking incredible, dude. So this is what I was expecting.
Whoops.
When you had said, okay, they would take these things to the coal mine or whatever, I was fully expecting a bread dough.
Sure.
That's what I was expecting. That's what I had in my head this whole time is that it was like a bread, you know. These things come out of the oven, and they're pies.
Meat pies, yeah, basically.
Meat pies.
Yeah,
and
it's basically a pie crust.
Yeah, oh, dude. Imagine my surprise, and I was so fucking excited, man. I was like, fuck, yes, this is going to be so good. And it was. Did not disappoint. That crust was so good. So if that's your mom's pie dough recipe.
It's not. It's a recipe specifically for this, but you could use it as pie dough.
God damn, that was good. That was some good fucking pie crust, dude.
I have had it other ways, like in Butte, Montana. They have a place called Joe's Pasty Shop, and their dough's a little different. The pasty's a little smaller. This one, if you would have picked up ours,
they would have
fallen apart.
Yeah,
their dough is a little denser, and it doesn't really fall apart when you pick it up. I also enjoy theirs. I've had some in Minnesota before. Theirs was different than either of the two. I've never had a bad pasty, though.
It was awesome. Yeah. It had pork and beef, right?
This one had pork and beef.
Yeah. And vegetables.
And not ground, like cut into 1-inch cubes.
Yeah.
Or half inch cubes.
Yeah, little cubes. Yeah. Because that was the other thing. I was expecting a ground meat, not the chunks. Yeah, but
I've never had one with ground meat, and I don't think it would be bad. I just don't think it would be, I don't think I would enjoy it as much.
Oh, man. Exceptional. That was so fucking good.
And what did we throw in there? We threw in potatoes, carrots, rutabaga and onion.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of parsley and salt and pepper and butter.
Beautiful.
And that's about it.
That's
simple. It's fucking good. My mom made some gravy to dip it in.
Yeah.
I prefer hot sauce.
Is that a traditional thing or is that just something
What's that?
The hot sauce or just something you guys like to do?
I don't think that our family is the only ones that did it. You ever watch that movie, A Thousand Ways to Die in the West? Seth MacFarlane movie?
Oh, I know of it. I've never seen it.
He was talking about how the silver miners would put hot sauce on everything because they lose their sense of taste after a while.
Okay.
I kind of suspect that would be the same with coal miners and shit.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but I've been at Joe's Pasties in Montana.
Hot sauce.
They have hot sauce on the tables. If anyone ever comes to my house, or not my house, but my mom's house, and says, "Oh, I like these pasties. Could I get some ketchup?" They can get the fuck out. Like, no, you don't get no fucking ketchup. We have gravy and we have hot sauce. Up yours.
Who the fuck would put ketchup on
children?
That?
I don't know.
That is not a ketchupable.
No, you shouldn't.
Thing.
No,
no fucking way.
No,
dude.
Don't do that.
That would suck if you.
Yeah.
Fucking ketchup. Gross.
I've seen people do it, and I'm like,
what the fuck?
It hasn't been at our house at our family's.
Honestly,
but I've seen people do it.
If you put that pasty in front of me with nothing else,
No, oh, it's still good plain.
Yeah, no gravy, no hot sauce, anything. I would have fucked with that still.
Yeah.
I mean, those two things are fine additions, but fuck, that was good.
And I'm more of a fan of the Chipotle hot sauce and the green hot sauce, but on this one, on the pasties, no, you do fucking red hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's fucking good, man. Yeah. That's the one that pairs with it the best.
Yeah, it was awesome. So yeah, we got to do that, and then we got to go watch WrestleMania. And then Cole says, don't worry, guys, we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
I thought it wouldn't really, because night one, like, they didn't really start doing shit actually wrestling for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Like, they had to fucking talk about how awesome they are because they're WWE and there's, like, 70,000 fans and all this shit. Triple H had to come out and be like, hey, this is going to be the greatest WrestleMania ever.
And I said, I'll be the judge of that, bitch.
He wasn't wrong. It was really fucking good. There was only one bad match the entire time.
The second night or the first night? Or altogether?
The worst match was the Jey Uso Jimmy Uso one.
Gotcha.
Although we were talking a lot during the fucking LA Knight AJ Styles one. And then we just kind of looked up and we're like, oh shit, this is over? Like, who won?
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't super invested in that.
I wasn't either. Like both performers the thing, too. They're both AJ is so amazing in the ring, and he's really good on the mic. LA is amazing on the mic, and he's pretty fucking good in the ring.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't that emotionally invested in this.
Yeah, I think if you had been watching it, you know, for a period of time. But, you know, that's the other thing, too, is... I kind of had this thought of, as far as like shows go, right? I'm not watching the week to week.
No,
I am keeping up with social media and storylines,
YouTube clips and shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm keeping up with those type of things, right? And I didn't feel like I was out of the loop on a lot of stuff. And you know, they do the recaps and stuff. I think all of these performers that we watched did such a good job as far as in-ring performances go that you could have watched this and not seen anything.
Yeah, you know, I think you might be right.
Watch the little vignette as to what the buildup was and then watch the match. Like they did a phenomenal job with that.
As far as matches that weren't like super amazing, but like as far as the wrestling performances weren't, there was one match where I was like, this isn't super amazing as far as the wrestling goes, but everything else is so fucking hilarious. Like,
yeah.
Do you know which match I'm talking about?
Or was it the Triple Threat?
It was with Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That match was so fucking funny. Just fucking Kevin Owens comes out with a shirt. Logan Paul is the obvious bad guy in the match.
Right.
And
Logan Paul comes out with this ridiculous truck that has a
Energy
cannon
branded and stuff.
And he's shooting fire. Well,
Kevin Owens is wearing a shirt, though. Logan Paul's the obvious bad guy. He's got a shirt with him, Randy, and Logan on it. And underneath Logan Paul, it has an arrow. And it says, he sucks. Under him, it has a shirt that says, this guy sucks. Under here, him, it's got an arrow pointing. And it says, that's me. And under Randy, it goes, he is cool. So dumb. And then they start off the match beating shit out of...
Before that even happens.
Oh, yeah. He almost killed himself
Randy
Orton.
Yeah, Logan Paul comes out of this stupid fucking truck with his goddamn prime drink logo plastered all over it. Kevin Owens walks out, and I thought for sure he was going for like a sledgehammer or a baseball bat, and he was going to fuck up Logan's car.
Uh-huh.
I thought for sure that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
No, he comes out with a golf cart.
That says KO on the front of it.
Taped
sign that says KO.
KO. Starts driving down, and then Randy Orton's music hits. Fucking Kevin Owens stops his goddamn golf cart. He's like,
backs it up.
I'm going to go pick up this guy. He backs up. And he goes and picks up Randy Orton. He convinces him to get on the golf cart and then proceeds just to fucking 80 miles an hour down the ramp. And you see
Randy is getting like, scared, like, dude, slow down, slow down.
That was so fucking
awesome. It's funny
awesome.
That he's the his character is the psycho.
Yeah.
And he's getting all scared on the back of a golf cart.
Oh, my God. So funny.
But, yeah, they start the match out as buddies, beating the living shit out of Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And then they go to pin him, and they realize we can't both win. And so,
like, are we gonna do this?
Randy's like, then he tries to fucking do an attack on Kevin. Kevin catches him, and he's like, you got me. Like, so stupid.
It was so entertaining. That was such a great, I knew that was gonna be a great match, too.
I called the ending. I knew the ending.
Yeah, of course. Cause, you know, you got SummerSlam coming up. Logan Paul's doing his shit. And, you know, but the thing about Logan, man, is
he's actually a good wrestler.
He's such
a D-bag.
Oh, and that's
but
what,
a really good
but that's
wrestler.
That's what makes him awesome in a way, you know.
But like in real life, he's such a D-bag.
Yeah, but that plays into like that guy was born to be a fucking professional wrestler, dude. That guy can do it. He can work the mic. He can do all this shit. And he's bringing this he's got this popularity outside of wrestling that I don't know. It's fucking awesome. As much as I hate the guy, I love what he's doing. Love it. Love what he's doing within the walls of WWE.
Here, eat this.
Oh, the pickled okra. A little, God, I don't like okra. Okay. I don't like okra.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
It's pickled.
It's exactly like a pickle.
It's like a pickle, but different texture, and it's got big-ass cool seeds in the middle of it.
Yeah. I like that a lot, actually. I don't like okra because it gets so slimy.
Yeah.
You know when you cook it? I don't understand, like, that's what it does.
I've had it fried before, and I've liked it.
Yeah. That? Yeah. Now, you said that's expensive?
Yeah, like $4.50 for a jar like that.
I wouldn't be able to justify that over a regular pickle.
That's why I only buy them like once a year.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, though.
I like, just seen them today, and I was like, I haven't had those in a few years.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be good a spicy version of that.
Yeah,
but it's good. So
you
yeah.
know, like people make charcuterie boards and shit, and they put like fucking olive on the side and stuff. I think I'd put some pickled okra on the side of it. And
yeah,
shit.
A little something different. People feel fancy. Even
there you go.
It's not fancy, but anyway, back to WrestleMania. If you want to. Cover anything else?
Last match was cool. I wasn't disappointed, but the Io Sky Bayley match was the one that I thought was probably going to be the best of the night.
Mm.
And it was good. It had a good ending. And it was good. But it wasn't like, oh, this is super special.
Agreed.
Like
agreed.
The old Charlotte Flair Sasha Banks matches, those were like, even though they overdid it, they did like 7 of them.
Yeah.
But
because they were so good, they had to
so
lean on
fucking
them.
Good. Those were
they
special.
Leaned the
but
fuck
this
on
was
them.
Like it was good. Like the kickoff, the very first WrestleMania match was Becky Lynch Ripley. That one was better.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I enjoyed it, but
yeah. And the final match itself was great.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I just didn't like that they called it a Bloodline Rules. When it could have just been called a no DQ match.
Just call it what the fuck it is. The thing I didn't like was all of the lip service, you know, like
the fan service?
No. Well, okay, we're going to send out The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense because of what's going on.
Okay.
John Cena has nothing to do with this. John Cena.
No,
music,
not at all.
John Cena's music hits. He just runs out.
And I like John Cena, but there was no reason for him to be
there. Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And then it got to the point where The Rock was about to fuck up, I think, Cody Rhodes or something. And then, like, oh, what's going to happen now? Then
the Undertaker.
Fucking Undertaker's.
And I love the Undertaker, but there was absolutely no reason he would get involved in that match.
Other than
Roman was the last person to beat him at WrestleMania.
I'm fine with wrestling. I'm fine with absurdity. I'm fine with whatever. Oh, and then The Shield. That one...
That was cool because he belonged there.
That made sense. And then you had everybody wondering,
is Dean Ambrose, John Moxley coming
back?
And
it was like, what the fuck? Like, that had me going a little bit.
Yeah.
So I liked that. And that made sense. But the other two, it was just like, oh, we're going to throw
it. It made sense that the Usos were there. It made sense that Solo was there. But
everybody made sense except for
The Rock, or the John Cena and The Undertaker.
Yeah. The one thing I loved about the end of that match was, you know, Roman had a chance. It was such great storytelling. He had a chance to put Cody away, you know, with the chair. And he looks over at Seth Rollins wearing all the
shield gear. Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Fuck this guy. And then whaps him with the chair. Like, that was fucking awesome.
And Seth, about a month ago, had dropped a line saying to Cody, I will be your shield. And
oh, that's great.
So he kind of took the hit for him. You know, like,
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I thought I had written down a note somewhere about the wrestling. Mm-mm. No, I thought.
All you had was Kid Rock Kid Taylor's Tranning. Taylor's Tranning. It says that. It really does. You didn't put an I in there.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway, Cody Rhodes ends up winning. And well deserved.
2 years in the making, two year long story.
Love it. Love shit like that, dude. And then a lot of bumps and bruises along the way. Did you hear his interview? I don't know if that happened last night or if it happened today.
I haven't.
He was talking about he had the belt in front of him, the WWE Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I love this belt. It's a great belt. And he said, it still has the side plates of Roman Reigns on it. You know, he had mentioned that. And he's like, I don't have my side plates yet. This is what they handed me at the end of the match or whatever. But he's like, don't quote me on this because it's not my decision. I still got to run it past Paul. You know, Paul.
Triple H.
And it's still his company. It's still his thing or whatever. But I do have a favorite belt.
The Winged Eagle.
And
he's talked about this in the past.
And he hinted at bringing back the Winged Eagle.
Yeah.
And it got kind of a pop from the people that were around him or whatever.
It's so much better. This fucking belt now.
I'm not Seth
Rollins' belt right now is better than the Universal Championship.
Oh,
Seth Rollins don't have it no more. Damian Priest has it.
Most definitely.
But the World Heavyweight Championship is better than the Universal Championship.
But, you know, it had its time and its place, you know? And
yeah, like it had its time like a long time ago, and its place is in the garbage.
Well, they had that.
It's a fucking dumb belt.
They had that stupid belt with the same shape of the belt, but in that previous logo with the scratched WWE.
Yeah,
fucking hated that thing. And then they updated it, and I liked that look for a while. And then they brought out the Universal Championship with the red strap.
Uh-huh.
Ugliest belt I think the WWE's ever done.
I don't know. The same belt, the SmackDown Championship was the exact same thing with the blue strap, and that was so much worse.
So
for some reason, it was worse.
I mean, we're talking new era here, and if they've already done the redesign of the other belt, why not?
Yeah, they.
Why not?
They really should bring back that Winged Eagle. That was fucking cool. That was dope as fuck.
I mean, Cody would be the guy to do it. Just let the guy have his fucking moment, man. I don't know, but anyway, what else you got, Cole?
Nothing. We're gonna go to the trip, and we're probably not gonna do an episode next week until like Monday or something.
Oh, we're gonna have some shit to talk about.
We might not even get to it until later. But, yeah, I don't know. For Comic Can Koozie, I'm Cole.
And I'm Taylor.
Cartoons!